This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government will introduce six new bills, including the one to amend the disaster management law, in the monsoon session of parliament beginning next week. Besides the finance bill, the government has listed the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak 2024 to replace the Aircraft Act of 1934 to provide enabling provisions for ease of doing business in the civil aviation sector. The list of bills was published in the parliament bulletin issued by the Lok Sabha Secretariat yesterday. The monsoon session of parliament will begin on the 22nd of July and will continue till 12th of August. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on 23rd of July. India has set a target to achieve $500 billion in electronics manufacturing in value terms by 2030. This ambitious target comprises $350 billion from finished goods manufacturing and $150 billion from components manufacturing. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry launched the report titled Electronics, Powering India's Participation in Global Value Chains in New Delhi yesterday. In Uttar Pradesh, one more person succumbed to the injuries today, taking the death toll to three in Gonda rail accident. Two other injured are in serious condition. As per the information from railways, 21 coaches of the Dibrugarh-bound train derailed yesterday afternoon, in which 30 persons suffered injuries. The restoration of the Lucknow-Guwahati mail rail route is going on war footing. Meanwhile, trains have been diverted to other routes. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key aide of Khalistani terrorist Lakhbir Singh Sandhu in a major terror network case involving supply of deadly weapons. NIA arrested Baljeet Singh, hailing from Badwani district of Madhya Pradesh yesterday. According to the NIA, Baljeet Singh was found to be a major weapons supplier to Landa's agents in Punjab. The CBI has arrested one student of Ranchi Institute of Medical Sciences, RIMS, in connection with the NEET UG entrance paper leak case. Surabhi Kumari, an MBBS student of 2023 batch of RIMS, was arrested after intensive interrogation. The CBI has seized her mobile, laptop and other electronic gadgets. Surabhi Kumari, native of Ramgarh district in Jharkhand, had allegedly solved papers of NEET examination for the paper leak case culprits. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan beginning today. It will be his first visit abroad after taking over as the Foreign Secretary. During the visit, Mr. Misri will receive an audience with the King of Bhutan. The Foreign Secretary will call on the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, and meet his Bhutanese counterpart and other senior officials of the Royal Government of Bhutan. Former U.S. President and the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump today expressed his gratitude to the American people for their outpouring of love and support following the assassination attempt on his life during a rally in Pennsylvania recently. The former U.S. President said his resolve is unbroken and he is committed to delivering a government that serves the American people. In United Kingdom, unrest erupted in a neighborhood in Leeds City last evening as hundreds of residents clashed with law enforcement and hurled rocks and bricks at police vehicles. A bus was set on fire and a police car came under attack with its windows smashed and the vehicle being overturned. The IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Goa, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail in Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and North India, Karnataka during next 4 days. In the Women's Asia Cup cricket, T20, defending champions India will kick off their campaign against arch-rivals Pakistan on the tournament's opening day today in Nambula, Sri Lanka. The tournament kicks off with the inaugural match between the UAE and Nepal in a Group A clash today at 2 p.m. IST, while India and Pakistan match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.